Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio. Every week, Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller interviews CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now, your host, Jason Miller.
Welcome to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My special guests today are Bill Zielinski, the Social Security Administration's Chief Information Officer, and George Telpret from Grant Thornton Tech America. We're going to spend the first part of the show talking about the 24th annual Tech America CIO Survey. Let me turn to George first. There's plenty to highlight, but let's just start with some basics. What, from your perspective, really stood out?
The biggest thing that surprised us is that we saw a decline in the amount of spending in O&M and infrastructure in previous years. And to me, that shows that CIOs, there's been a lot of talk about it in the past, but they're actually having some success in being able to cut, save, and reinvest their resources. Now, that we didn't interview every CIO, and we didn't sit down with their 53s and go through them. It's just an indicator, but we think it's an indicator in a positive light that's helping to show that there's more transparency into IT spending, and they're making some changes to spend more cost-effectively and take some of that money and spend it on modernization and innovation.
And it seems that the reason they're able to do that in part is the portfolio step process seems to be making a difference. Is that what came out as you guys were reading the comments and hearing back from CIOs and other senior IT managers?
CIOs in the past, some expressed a little bit of frustration with portfolio stat and having to pull all the information together, and it was definitely an exercise. It was a big lift. But I think, you know, as they sort of step back and look at what that's shown them, I don't think there are many CIOs who say it didn't help them have a better lens into IT spending. So I think that's very positive. OMB's been pushing real hard to stand up real executive-level investment review boards as well within agencies, and I think that that's happening. We saw many investment review boards in the past that were just rubber-stamped. They weren't attended by the right people, and I think that's changing a little bit. So those are all positive trends, and portfolio stats really driving that change in my mind.
Let me turn to Bill Zielinski. He's the Chief Information Officer at the Social Security Administration. Bill, welcome to the show. First of all, I think this is the first time I've had someone from SSA on my Ask the CIO show in several years, so we have a lot to catch up on. But let me just start with your impression of the O&M versus the DME piece. Social Security is not your typical agency for many regards. You guys, I still think, are one of the few software development shops that's still manned by or womaned by federal employees. How are you guys dealing with that O&M versus DME issue?
Well, I'll pick up on what George was talking about. I think certainly portfolio stat and the efforts that OMB has placed into portfolio stat has helped. I think part of why it has helped is not only is it a disciplined approach towards IT investment, but on top of it, I think their approach to it has been that it is an enabler, a facilitator for CIOs. It's not an enforcement mechanism necessarily. They really are trying to find how do they evolve that process over time to be able to really provide information and assistance to the CIOs. And I think the CIO community is beginning to embrace that. So I think that's one aspect. But I think we've also been at an inflection point that we're, if you really take a look at the state of the federal budget over the past several years, there is a budget reality that exists here and an inflection point for us to really say, if we are going to continue to provide value to the agency, to the mission of the agency, to serve the people to whom we're accountable out there, then we really have to find a way not just to continue to fund what we do today, but to figure out how we could put new things in place. How do we further enable the business? How do we further enable the people who we serve? So I think another inflection point has been the federal budget, and we really have to take that disciplined approach.
When you guys put together your portfolio stat sessions and your investment review boards, what are you seeing that's happening there? Is the conversations different than maybe, and I know you're fairly new to Social Security Administration, so it's hard to say what happened in the past, but do you feel like there's a different tenor of those conversations than maybe what you've seen at other agencies or just your experience during your government service?
So Jason, actually, I have a longer history with SSA, but a break in between, so it's interesting to come back to the agency after a time away. I think what I'm seeing now from what I saw in the past there, or where I may have seen in other places, is that there is a lot more focus on measuring the effectiveness of the IT dollar. Are we really focusing the IT dollar on those things that are going to provide best value to mission and really help the people that we serve?
Bill brought up something, effectiveness, and I think that's a word we're hearing a lot from OMB. George, let me go back to you. Did that stand out in the survey? Did that term effectiveness come up at all? Or is that maybe something that maybe we'll see next year because it's a if you will, new initiative from OMB in terms of how they're looking at programs and projects?
A number of the CIOs we talked with did talk about being able to measure their effectiveness in terms of the outcomes that the IT dollars that are spent. As they're thinking about applications or moving to shared service, they're thinking about why they're doing it and making sure that there's a good business case for doing that so that it returns what they need to the mission. The CIOs are really, I think, reaching out to engage the mission and making sure that what they do is going to provide that return. So I think there's a positive dialogue there. That effectiveness measure is definitely something that we're, you know, seeing a big trend in.
One of the other areas that I want to move over to, portfolio status is an interesting one. The budget challenges that CIOs faced over the last, you know, few years, that actually was a lower area of concern or priority or challenges that the survey brought out. Do you think that's just because now agencies have a budget and there's more certainty? Or do you think people are just getting used to the fact that, hey, this is the new normal?
I think they're getting used to the fact that it's the new normal. It's great that there was actually a budget passed earlier this year than in previous years. You don't have to go an entire year with the CR. But despite the shutdown, I mean, we've kind of hit rock bottom in the last year. And I think the silver lining, as I mentioned in the survey, is that it's really forced CIOs to figure out and bring in the mission to say, listen, we don't have the resources we used to have, so let's think about better ways to do things. And I think there's been some great successes on taking more enterprise-wide approaches to doing things, like moving to a shared service or moving to the cloud that have tangible savings for the enterprise. And that's very positive.
And that actually came out in the survey, the cloud, the shared services. I was actually very surprised by the shared services number. Did that stand out to you, or was that expected in some ways as you started talking to CIOs? Shared services received a very positive reaction from the CIOs and the senior IT managers.
It's on top of minds with most CIOs. We talked about a number of lessons learned and challenges that CIOs need to consider and work through before they move to a shared service. I guess the number is a little bit higher than I expected, but keep in mind, we define shared services very broadly. So a shared service could be an enterprise-wide software licensing contract and getting away from the 15 or 20 that you may have had in the past, where you spent a lot more money than you needed to. So when you define it in that way, I think CIOs have gone through that approach.
Bill, SSA, shared services, budget, people could see you were shaking your head a little bit about when you talked about the budget and shared services. From your perspective, is the budget reality that you face at SSA just something, okay, you know what you have to deal with, now how do you deal with it?
Like any of the federal CIOs that you're going to talk to, I like the idea of budget certainty. I like the idea that from a year-to-year basis, a year-over-year basis, I know what I'm going to have available to me and what that means to the programs that we have in gear. The one thing that I will say, though, is that with the uncertainty that's there, and I do think it's part of it is that this has become the new budget reality, I think it does force a discipline upon us to say that if there is going to be this kind of budget uncertainty, or if the budgets are going to be handed out in this sort of manner, we have to look very differently at budgeting. No longer can we look at these long-term, large-scale programs that will take 3+ years to deliver and at high dollar amounts, that we really do need to take a look more like a lean startup would, where we say, how can we deliver value in increments? So I think there is a discipline that has placed upon us, and I hope that even if we start to see some budget certainty, that we don't revert back to the idea that planning is more of this long-term, large-scale, and we keep that discipline in and around scrubbing the current budgets, doing zero-based budgeting in and around our current costs, and also looking for ways to have smaller increments of value delivery.
I want to go back because you mentioned Agile, and that's another thing that came up in the survey. Before I go down that path, let me go back to shared services for a second. When SSA looks at shared services, payroll is the big one. Everyone's been using that for years. But now there's a push for financial management, and that's a government-wide. But then, as George was saying, that the survey, I think, did a very good job of broadening how you define shared services. From a shared services perspective, using that broader definition, where are you guys finding success? Where do you see opportunity?
So I think there's plenty of opportunities in a lot of different areas. And so whether we're talking about shared services or shared services in a cloud or other types of cloud services, for us the concerns that we have is we like to say that we're the Fort Knox of PII. Obviously, the information that we hold and the things that we do, a lot of people would like to get their hands on the information. So as we take a look at core mission in those areas where that kind of information would be at play, we have to be very cautious about what we do and how we do that. But I think there's a lot of areas in those areas that you talked about, some of the commodity IT, email, financial services. I think even as we talk about some of our IT services that have traditionally been done in-house, backup, storage, those sorts of areas are ones where we're going to find a lot of value in terms of moving to shared services and or to cloud providers for those services. So I think there's a lot of areas we can explore, and while we're exploring those areas for their value, we also can spend that time taking a look at some more of those core mission areas where we have more concerns about protecting that PII.
From your perspective, the move to shared services, is it as much about cost savings as efficiency and effectiveness, or is cost savings really maybe the bigger of the three driving factors?
I'm not sure how you can wholly separate those things out. Yeah, clearly, I think an aspect that you didn't mention was flexibility and agility. I think for some of these services, if we maintain a heavy footprint internally, that means that our ability to shift as new opportunities come along, we're not nearly as flexible to shift to new models when we have a heavy internal footprint. So not only is it a case of being able to maximize efficiency and effectiveness, but I also think it's for being able to support strategically where we might want to go in the future.
How big of a toe have you dipped into shared services using this broad definition of that the survey does? Are you just in the beginning stages? Or are you, in some areas, the whole foot's in? Give me a sense.
When we use George's broader definition of shared services, or as he just described it, as an independent agency where we don't have a department with a series of bureaus around a lot of those commodity IT services, we're extremely centralized. So there's a lot of these other areas that other departments are having to explore that we don't have to explore because we're already centralized in that aspect. Some of those are in more of a pure shared services model where we are actually either providing that shared service to others or we're consuming shared services elsewhere. For where we can find value, we're still at the stage where there's much more we could do.
We have to take a break. You're listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are George Delpreet from Grant Thornton and Tech America, and Bill Zielinski, the Social Security Administration's CIO. Today we're talking about the 24th Annual CIO Survey from Tech America.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are George Delpreet from Grant Thornton and Tech America, and Bill Zielinski, the Social Security Administration's Chief Information Officer. Today we're talking about the 24th Annual CIO Survey from Tech America. Let me turn to George from Grant Thornton. One of the things that Bill mentioned was agile and flexibility. That was one of another big surprise I took away from the survey of how many CIOs said they are using the agile development approach. But at the same time, there's almost 50% of those that said they're still very early in that agile stage. That stood out to me because I just don't see the agile. It's talked about, but I don't see it being used. Give me your sense of what that survey told you about agile.
It told me that it's on the minds of all the CIOs. There's no question about it. It also told me that it means a simple word, five letters, right? But it means many different things to different people, and it's interpreted much differently. It could mean waterfall to some, modular waterfall. It could be true agile. So I don't think that CIOs really define it in the same way. But I think the key takeaway, which in my mind is very positive, is that it's requiring CIOs and their teams to think about implementing IT faster and doing it in a more cost-effective way. And I think that's really the push that OMB wanted to achieve here. It's not easy. It requires substantial organizational and cultural change. There are often times when you can use Agile and there's not a clear definition of when you're going to be finished. So Agile is like being on the hamster wheel and it goes on forever and you're never truly done. So there are many challenges like that that I think organizations need to move through. So I guess I'd characterize it as we've come a long way. The discussion is happening in the right way and that we're looking at doing things faster and more cost effectively, but we need to continue to mature to take advantage of what Agile can do and apply it in the right way. You can't use Agile for all sorts of implementation efforts that you need to. It's got a time and a place, and I think that CIOs are starting to have that dialogue and achieving some good improvements there.
Let me turn to Bill from SSA. Your perspective on Agile, is that something that, you know, given the OMB guidance came out over the last year or so, how much are you guys using Agile? Did that number stand out to you as well in terms of, wow, I didn't realize that Agile's having such an effect on agencies?
That number did stand out to me. In fact, that was one of my opening comments as one of the takeaways for me. And I think probably part of what Tech America has to consider is that the question has been, how are you? Now, if you're taking a look at that uptake rate, maybe it really is, and to what level are you? And it starts to become something that they could track over time, which I think would be valuable as well. For us, I would say that clearly when we receive guidance from OMB and they put forward things that are meant to facilitate and help, those are things that I pay attention to. But more importantly than that kind of guidance or that kind of directive, what I'm looking at is again, effectiveness around mission. And as I take a look at Agile and I see the results that – I see its maturity and the results that are out there, clearly it's something that I want to be able to have practices internally within the organization that are going to help to improve the results that we have towards mission. So for me, it becomes I can't ignore what I'm seeing, and I have to find ways in which I can incorporate Agile practices. And as George says, that might be different based upon the type of effort, but I absolutely have to explore, and we have been exploring the use of Agile at Social Security.
One of the things about Social Security and things, again, I haven't had some of the CIO on my show in quite a while, so maybe things have changed, but you guys are very much have a huge legacy system base. And how does Agile play into having a huge legacy system base? Because a lot of times those legacy systems were developed using the waterfall approach. Those legacy systems don't open themselves up to an Agile approach because of the hardware they use or the software that they use. But Social Security at the same time is very similar to, you know, the IRS, the CMS, to some of those agencies that every year Congress comes up with something that says, well, change that or tweak that or update that part of the law. So then you need to update your systems to meet the new rules and requirements. How do those two kind of come together? I mean, are you using Agile in newer systems, or can you use it for some of your legacy systems?
So a lot of parts to that, Jason, and you're right. It is a challenge when we talk about the competing interests between clearly when legislation takes place, we have to move that forward. We have to make those changes that are necessary. And clearly, if it was greenfield, if I got something that was a brand new line of business that never existed before, my ability to apply Agile techniques and a pure Agile, in fact, techniques is much simpler. And in fact, we have done that. And as we pick candidate areas to start employing Agile, those are exactly the sorts of areas that we chose from the beginning. With that said, because of that legacy base, and as we start talking about modernization and moving forward, part of that strategy has to be that in moving from that legacy base, we also have to move towards more modularized systems so that when we do have to deploy those changes that come from legislation, we're able to do that much more rapidly. And so as we move forward with Agile, we are looking for those ways that even in that migration from our legacy systems into newer systems, that we're able to employ those techniques as well. And when we talk about Agile having scalable Agile, so it's, as George was mentioning earlier, taking a look at architecture as part of when you're doing Agile, you have to be mindful of the overall enterprise architecture.
George, I want to just turn back to you one last time. Give me a sense from an industry perspective. Put on your Tech America hat, which is the, you know, nonpartisan, non-proprietary hat. But put on your Grant Thornton hat just for a half a second. And what should industry take from this survey?
There are lots of things that industry can continue to do to help the federal IT community. A couple key takeaways are, we just talked about the topic of Agile, but I think that there are some specific things that we ask CIOs what they need from industry. And one is help in this area. Show us how it's working. Where is it working? When can you use it? And help us train our people and when that works. And I think that's really important because, to me, being able to deliver and create an IT product is kind of the foundation of what CIOs do. And if you can't do that real well, then nothing else is going to work. So I think that's extremely important. To me, another key takeaway is industry needs to be involved in cybersecurity. That is a top challenge. It's a top priority. It is the issue that continues to change for the CIO, and you cannot be successful unless you continue to address the cyber threats. And there's lots of forms and fashions for that, from compliance and risk management to monitoring the network and having the right people to address those threats. So I think those are the two things that sort of really jump out to me.
All right, George L. Preet from Grant Thornton and TechAmerica, thank you so much for taking the time to go over the survey once again this year. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jason. Thanks very much, and thanks very much to you, Bill.
We have to take a break. You're listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guests today are George Del Preet from Grant Thornton and Tech America, and Bill Zielinski, the Social Security Administration's CIO. Today we're talking about the 24th annual CIO survey from Tech America.
So, guess what I just heard?
You mean about the Roth TSP?
Okay, yeah. Well, also...
that bid protest on the DOD contract.
Right. But did you know...
who the Senate confirmed for the administrator's job?
Well, what about...
OMB's digital strategy.
Jeez, how do you know everything that's going on in the federal government?
I know, because I signed up for Federal News Radio's email alerts.
Be in the know and know it first with Federal News Radio's email alerts. Sign up today at federalnewsradio.com. Search email alerts.
Welcome back. You're listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We've been talking about the Grant Thornton Tech America's 24th Annual CIO Survey with George L. Preet from Grant Thornton and Bill Zielinski from the Social Security Administration. He is the CIO. Bill, now I want to turn directly just about the Social Security Administration and talk more about your priorities. Let's start with some basics. You covered probably a lot of your priorities as we talked about the survey. What are you trying to get done over the next 6 or 9 months? What's on top of your mind?
Really, just a few things. Some of them are much more strategic in nature, and some of them are more tactical in nature, things that I can't take the eye off the ball on. So for more of that strategic sort of standpoint, when we're really talking about the needs of our public that we serve and the services that we really need to make sure that we're providing to them, certainly we're doing a lot to move more online. So we have our mysocialsecurity.gov website. We have had millions of users move into that survey, and really the idea is that it's a set of online services that will really serve people throughout their lifespan with us in Social Security. We continue to move more of those services that people need most behind My Social Security, and so there's going to be a lot of focus on making sure that we're providing good, strong, safe services that people can use, and it provides them a lot of choice. So rather than having to go into our field offices, people can go online and in a very timely, quick, and safe way get the work done that they need to. So that's one real key area for us. We did talk earlier about the idea that as we see the ups and downs of the federal budget, I'm being very mindful in terms of taking a look at kind of what our spending base now and really trying to recoup as much monies as I can, continue to provide safe and secure services from an IT perspective, but are there areas from which I can gain dollars, really be mindful of our stewardship role in the federal taxpayers, mine monies, dollars from that area, and really move those forward to more strategic initiatives. And then finally, the cybersecurity area. We just increasingly, it's every day you see that there's some new attack, a new way to attack. And again, as an agency that pays out significant benefits, we're always being looked at by those who would cause harm to the public we serve, so cannot take my eye off the ball of cybersecurity.
Let me go back to that first strategic priority when you talk about the mysocialsecurity.gov, the public-facing website. As we talked about before, there's a lot of focus on customer service, both internal customers and external customers. Talk a little bit about how your organization is being set up or changing or at least addressing that issue of customer service.
I think what we've seen over time is we are and will continue to be a community-based organization, but over time the demands from the public have been to expand those services to include not just what people can do walking in, not just what they could do by calling us on our 1-800 number, but also those sorts of services that they can do online. So I think there's been natural change over time that as our population changes, their expectations change, the way in which they want to go about doing business change, we're doing our work to make sure that we're keeping up with what those changes are. And again, having a meaningful push to do that. On top of it, when we really talk about the services that people use, we have the highest government-rated application that's out there, and we have, I believe it's now, out of the last report, with 6 of the top 10 rated government applications with ratings and scores that are right up there with the Amazons on the world. So we have a very disciplined approach towards as we're putting those services online. We get feedback from the public that we serve so that we can ensure that we have highly usable applications that really meet meet the needs of the public that we serve.
How does mobile play into this? Because as you well know, the mobile revolution, when you talk about tablets and smartphones, hey, people want to go online and do something very easily from wherever they are. How does that play into what you're doing as CIO to make sure your applications, your services are mobile friendly?
We are moving out in a number of fronts as it relates to mobile. For some of the services that we provide, we really have to consider how we constitute those services. Something like a retirement application, which tends to have lots of parts and pieces to it on the surface, if we continue to take a look at the same model, don't lend themselves well to mobile delivery. With that said, we are looking at the underlying business and trying to find ways in which we perhaps can look differently at those kinds of services. But there are a number of different transactions or things that people want to do with us that are smaller, shorter in duration, and we are putting up some of these mobile application services to be able to enable people to take care of those things that are those types of transactions to lend themselves to mobile. With that said, we're also looking from a design perspective. So as we move into the future and we look at constituting those online services, rather than having to do development specifically towards mobile or specifically towards online, whether it's a laptop or a desktop, is taking a look to say that rather having to define to a specific target, we're doing things that can move and shift to any of those. It's a flexible design that allows it to be consumed on just about any device, because they'll change.
It's almost like I've heard this term before, device agnostic, meaning no matter what device you go to with, it's going to work. How much of a challenge is that for Social Security? Again, going back to a conversation we had earlier today about legacy systems and having systems that have been old and been around for quite a while, does that make things more difficult, or is it just part of the churn? I mean, you have to do it because you know that's what people want.
I think you're right on both those counts. It is a challenge for us. Again, if this were greenfield, if we were starting from scratch, no existing business, our ability to churn out applications that are targeted towards these kind of future platforms would be much simpler, much easier. And certainly when we talk about our legacy, we have those benefit payments that we pay out every month, and we have to be mindful that we can't do things that are going to cause harm to that as well. So it is a challenge. It is a challenge. Nonetheless, it's something that we have to do. You know, our ability to provide services in an effective, efficient manner to folks means that we have to move and flex and keep up with where the world of technology is going. We become a lot more effective if we can leverage the manner in which people are used to doing business today. And if we don't do that, we become less effective.
Unfortunately, though, we are out of time. We're going to follow up with you sooner than later. You've been listening to a special edition of Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was Bill Zielinski, the Social Security Administration's Chief Information Officer, and George Del Preet from Grant Thornton and Tech America. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk to us.
Well, great. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the time.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, Ask the CIO, Thursday mornings at 10:30, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.